T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joining us now to talk about what he has seen so far, big matchup, of course, nationally and locally, relates to the Ravens hosting the Miami, they already took care of them, New England Patriots, from Radio.com. He is brought to us by Midsize Metris. You know what is that? It's a Mercedes-Benz. It's a car. It's super terrific. Also, you can catch him every weekday on the podcast, Home and Home, Radio.com. He's returning to the program. He's a former NFL player. He's Ross Tucker. Ross, good afternoon.
Bob, just like you are basking in the glow of the beer that you were having, yeah. I am still basking in the glow of the best press box food of the season. Ooh. For me last night in Pittsburgh. I was on the sideline. They pulled out all the stops. It was unbelievable, whether it was the spinach salad with the blueberries and raspberries, or the mac and cheese, or the grilled caprese sandwich, chicken caprese sandwiches, the carving station. I'm still full from having 4 plates full last night.
Now, did they have pierogies? Because Pittsburgh's big on the pierogies, correct?
They are big on the pierogies, and no, they did not. And they've never had pierogies whenever I've been there, which is one of the things that bums me out. Like, if you go to the Green Bay Lambeau, they always have brats every single time.
The best.
They have brats, and it's great. In Baltimore, they don't always have the crab cakes. It's kind of like special occasions. I just think that every NFL city should have what the city's known for. I mean, I also think that your press box food is on some level a representative of the organization. Like the Redskins' press box food is almost always terrible. And it's so funny how often it correlates. It's like, look, if your team's bad, they're going to say your team's bad. If your team's good, they'll say they're good. But why not at least give them some good food so they're happy and in a good mood when they're writing about your team or talking about your team? Seems to make sense to me.
Ross Tucker joining us, talking about food at lunchtime, ironically enough, as everyone's kind of starving right now, but also starving for football talk. And Ross, before we get to the trade deadline topics, Le'Veon Bell possibly on the move, you wrote a column for The Athletic last week about Lamar Jackson and his impact on the Ravens and possibly impactful enough to be the league's most valuable player. Yeah, he's going up against a vaunted defense in New England, but talk about the job Lamar has done and how he will be ready for what Bill Belichick's going to be bringing his way Sunday night here in Baltimore.
Well, I just think it's awesome, Bob, because, you know, and I think I might have told you guys this before, but I do a college game every Saturday for CBS Sports Networks. Like this week I'm doing Army at Air Force, right? But no matter what week I do, you know, you talk to these college defensive coordinators and you talk to them about the quarterback run game, and not just the option teams like Army and Air Force, but I'm talking about, you know, quarterback power, quarterback counter, obviously the zone read, RPO stuff. And they just, I mean, the looks on their faces, because they know it's almost impossible to defend when you're really executing it at a high level. And the thing is nobody really has the guts or the stones to do it at a consistent level in the NFL. I love what the Ravens are doing. I love that he's running it 10 to 15 times a game. Will he get hurt? I mean, maybe, but he could also get hurt in the pocket. And I feel like the Ravens are taking what is super successful. I mean, I've had coaches call it the great equalizer. I mean, they call it all kinds of things. And I think the Ravens are the one team that's really bringing that to the NFL level. I'm sure Belichick will have a pretty good plan for it, but it's really hard. I mean, there aren't a lot of great answers for it. You can't outnumber it. If you do outnumber it, then you're playing cover zero behind it, and they got to hit them. I mean, if you're gonna outnumber it and have one more guy than they have in the front, then it's cover zero, and then Lamar Jackson has to be able to hit some of those deep shots to the guys.
Hey, Ross, I think one of the big things that the Patriots will do, kind of like they did with Josh Allen, was they put him out of the game. I think any time that he runs with it, they're going to want him to punish Lamar every chance they get. But he's done a phenomenal job this year of getting down and getting out of bounds.
Yeah, he took a couple shots against the Bengals I really didn't like, but I would agree with that. And there's no question that's going to be the philosophy. I mean, they're going to – I actually think it'll be somewhat similar to what the Dolphins did, which was obviously very unsuccessful in week one. But I think that they have so much confidence in Stephon Gilmore and their cover guys that you're going to see at most one single high safety, Devin McCourty, in the middle of the field, and they're going to do everything they can to take away the run game, and they're going to make Lamar have to make the tough, deep throws and kind of take their chances with that, because I don't think they're going to let him just run the ball down the field. Now, the flip side of that is Patriots always have an interesting philosophy as far as that is concerned. You know, the Browns actually ran it very effectively against them last week with Nick Chubb, and the Patriots still won by double digits. You know, there have been instances where Belichick's not afraid to let a team have some success running, believing correctly, like the Browns, that they couldn't do it all the way down the field because they'd have a penalty or they'd do something stupid and they wouldn't be able to sustain the drive all the way down the field running it like that. I don't know if that's how he feels about the Ravens.
Now, Ross, what camp are you in? Because, like, everybody's saying how great this Pats defense is, but they've played the 29th, 31st, 32nd, 19th, 30th, 24th, 32nd, and 20th ranked offenses in their first eight games.
I think they're pretty darn good, and I'll tell you why. I think their secondary is excellent.
Mm-hmm.
And you can only play who you're playing. I mean, I know what you said about who they're playing,
right?
But you look at some of the numbers, they're historic. So, okay, let's take away a little bit something from those numbers because they're competition. They're still really good, even if you take a little bit of the shine off of those numbers. Danny Shelton and Lawrence Guy are doing an unbelievable job against the run. And they have, watch this, I know you guys already know this, but they have, I think, the best off-the-ball blitzing linebackers I can ever remember. Jamie Collins and Van Noy in particular, but Hightower as well, they are so good at timing up their blitzes, run game or passing game, and just wreaking havoc in the backfield. They don't really have pass rushers. They have unbelievable blitzing linebackers. That will be the key to the game, will be how well the offensive line for the Ravens picks up the blitzing linebackers of the Patriots.
Now, Ross, Jamie Collins, you know, leads them in tackles, has three interceptions, six sacks, and Cleveland cut him. Why?
I know. It's almost embarrassing at this point. It really is. It's like, you know, when the Patriots move on from a guy who's a good player, it's almost like you can count how many years it is till they get him back for pennies on the dollar. It's crazy. It's a great example of the coaches in Cleveland not really knowing how to use him and Belichick having a great feel for how to use him. I mean, I know you're a personnel guy, Vinny, so you probably say this all the time, but coaching makes a huge difference. I mean, I had 9 offensive line coaches during my time in the NFL, and there is no doubt in my mind that there was a significant difference between the good ones and the bad ones, and that it showed up on Sunday. And I've seen that with running back coaches and otherwise.
Yep.
It makes a big difference in the NFL. There's no doubt about it.
Radio.com NFL insider Ross Tucker joining us. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Ross, we know you're pressed for time. Trade deadline, 4:00 today. The rumors about Le'Veon Bell possibly being on the move. Who is the big name that could get traded today by 4:00?
Well, I think Trent Williams is going to go at this point now that the Redskins have put it out there that, you know, they're open to moving him. That usually means they're going to move him if they're open to moving him. Now, the only thing I would say is, are the Browns still feeling like they're in contention enough to make the big move for him now? Or do the Browns say, we're 2-5 now, we're not going to do it? I mean, the Redskins might have really put themselves in a bad spot by waiting this long. But I think he's probably gone. Sounds to me like Chris Harris is probably gone in Denver as well. I'll say those are the two most likely guys. And it also sounds like the Jets are having pretty much a fire sale. So maybe Robbie Anderson's on the move as well.
How about Adam Gase? He may be on the move too.
You know what? It's funny, but we're going to have an unbelievable amount of guys that are one-and-done head coaches.
Like,
I think Cleveland probably fires Freddie Kitchens. At the end of the year, the Browns are going to say, yeah, you know who our guy is for the next 5 years? They're not going to say that. I don't think the Jets are going to say that about Adam Gase. I'm not sure the Broncos are going to say that about Vic Fangio. Then you have two first-year coaches still don't have a win yet in Taylor in Cincinnati and Flores with the Dolphins. Now, I think Flores is safe, and I'm – you know, the Brown family, I don't think they've ever paid a coach and not actually coached for them. So I'm sure Taylor is safe too. But I wouldn't be surprised if we have two or three one-and-done head coaches after this year.
Ross Tucker joining us, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Tell us about Home and Home.
It's going awesome. Today I had a big breakdown of the press box food. I made fun of the Nats guy that took the baseball off of his chest. Everybody's saying he's a hero. First of all, buy and drink a real beer, bro. Secondly, if you're a real hero, he would have taken the one in his right hand, the alcohol-infused water canister that people call beer, Bud Light. He would have taken that, chugged it, and barehanded it. That guy's not a hero. He's a zero in my mind. So these are the important topics that we break down on Home and Home every day. Radio.com app, radio.com/home, starting at 8 a.m. Check it out. We talk about the important issues.
Well, as someone who has fancied a Bud Light or a 1,000, they do cost about $10 at a ball game. So that's $10 you're talking about tossing.
Hold on a second. Bob, how old are you?
I'm 54.
Do you really, like, if you go to the store to buy beer, do you honestly make the decision to buy Bud Light?
Actually, since I've been on Nutrisystem for men, it's been Mick Ultra for the last couple of months.
That's a little bit more acceptable, Bob. But Bob, I mean,
yes,
we're all going to die of something. Okay, are you just trying to survive life, or are you trying to thrive?
Well, look.
Let me get you some dogfish head down there. Let me get you some double IPAs. You only need to have one or two, then you're good to go.
Well, you know, I slam beer, so one or two, you know, I don't even have to pee till I drink seven beers, Ross. You know what I mean?
Here's what you do, Bob.
Yes.
Crush a double IPA. Crush a. I'll get you a Nimble Giant from Trogues.
Okay.
In Hershey, PA. Crush a Nimble Giant, then have a water or two, then crush another Nimble Giant. You'll actually feel better the next day. You won't be hungover because you're hydrated, and you'll still have three times as much alcohol as the water that you'd be drinking otherwise.
Well, I look forward to the day that you buy me those free beers, Ross Tucker.
Let's do it. Next time I'm in Baltimore,
you bring
the crab cakes. I'll bring the Trogues Nimble Giant double IPAs, and we'll call it a deal.
You got it, man. Thank you very much, Ross.
All right, Ross.
See you, dudes.
Yep. There he is, RossTuckerRadio.com. He is the NFL insider. He was brought to us today by the midsize mattress for Mercedes-Benz. Also, check out Home and Home, the new show out there on Radio.com. Check it out. He talks about things like guys, you know, suck down a beer and catch the ball with your hand.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.